Section 26, The Overman. Nietzsche once said that he philosophized with a hammer. By that he did not mean anything crude like a sledgehammer that smashes things. He had in mind a delicate hammer, like the one a piano tuner uses to strike keys on a finely built musical instrument, to see which notes ring clear and which are discordant or muddy. In writing his philosophy, Nietzsche intended for his words to be like that delicate hammer on your soul. When you read them, how does your soul respond? Does it vibrate clearly, or does it wobble uncertainly? When you hear that God is dead, do those words cause you to shrink inside and fill with a squishy panic? Or do they strike a clear, pure, liberating note that heralds the beginnings of the tremendous symphony that you can become? God is dead, so we must become gods and create our own values. Yet most people are afraid of legislating for themselves. They know there is inequality and risk out there in the big bad world, so they want to let some higher power shoulder the responsibility. But, Nietzsche says, for some precious few among us, the realization that God is dead galvanizes every fiber of their being. They respond by feeling, both passionately and solemnly, I will become the author. I will create. I will embrace the responsibility joyously. I will move beyond good and evil and create a new, magnificent set of values.